Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world. We look at and explore important aspects and areas of life, everything including business, sales, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more interesting topics. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I just returned last week from speaking at the Think and Grow Rich Summit in Del Mar, California, where I shared the stage with such amazing people as Bob Berg, Jeffrey Gittimer, Hall of Fame speaker, Rita Davenport, Cody Bateman, founder of Send Out Cards, Dave Lineger, the founder of Remax, and other amazingly impactful speakers. What an event that was. To share the stage with them is something I'll always remember. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 44 years now. In that time, I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced. I've been hospitalized about 40 times. And I also stand about 5'1", and that's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. And I'm also a senior editorial researcher at the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication and are the official and only media partner of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. Find out more about me. My website is tom2tall.com. My guest today is the amazing Commencible, and his book is going to be released worldwide tomorrow. His neighbors in Milwaukee, I gather they're probably Green Bay Packers fans, are able to have the book the last few days because he lives there. So he is an author. He's self-published 2 ebooks and sold over 80,000 copies. His first published book comes out in May. He's a life coach who helps people figure out what their dreams are and how to make them a reality. He is also a consultant who works with companies worldwide on how to effectively find their target audience and truly connect with them through social media. He is an international speaker who last year spoke at events in 9 states and 5 countries. His mission is to help people live the full and abundant life they deserve. Welcome to the show today, Commencible. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Tom. This is an honor, and I'm happy to be talking to you.
Pretty exciting the day before the worldwide launch and release of your book. What is the name of the book, and tell us a little bit about it and how it came about.
Yeah, it's exciting and a little bit nuts at the same time. The book is called Are You Living or Existing? And the subtitle is 9 Steps to Change Your Life. And people ask me how long did it take to write the book. That's like the number one question I get. And I say it took me 3 months to actually write the book, but it's something that I've been thinking about for like the last 12 years. So it took 12 years and 3 months. And because for 12 years, Tom, I was in a life that I was completely miserable in, and I listened to all my doubts and fears, and I didn't have a college degree, I didn't have any special skills, so I thought, you know, what could I really do? I had a decent paying job / business. It was a franchise, and it paid well. It really did, and when I was 19, it was great. I could run all day long, but then as I got older and got married and had kids and they had activities, it was getting hard to wake up every night at midnight to go deliver bread and only get in 3 hours of sleep. So 3 years ago, I said, enough is enough. I'm going to do something about this. And you know how that goes. I was fired up for about 2 weeks. And after those 2 weeks, I started making all the excuses we normally make. And I just went back into normal life. And, Tom, it took a year after that, which will put us at 2 years ago, to finally do something about it. The franchise, I wasn't miserable in it anymore. Now I was just worried about it even being there and being able to support my family. So I knew I needed to do something about it. And the same question came to my mind again. What could I do? What skills do I have? And so I sat down and I thought about all the things that I could do. And the one thing that really hit me was maybe I could be an event planner. I saw it on TV. It looked pretty cool. You got the Bluetooth. You got the clipboard. You get to boss people around. You know, why wouldn't I want to do that? So I told everybody who listened that I'm going to be an event planner. And my sister was getting married, and she asked me to plan her wedding. And in the end, it ended up being a train wreck. Nobody listened to me. I didn't know what I was doing. The vendors and everybody involved in the wedding knew that I didn't know what I was doing. And luckily, my sister hired a professional, and I wasn't disowned from my family. But that experience just showed me that I really hadn't put any thought into this. And while things were going on at work, the company got bought out by a larger company, and a lot of changes started happening, and I went to events, so I fell back in love with something that I lost a long time ago, and that was the love of writing. And so I just simply kept a journal of what was going on. The journal led to a blog, because the whole blogging thing looked pretty cool. I wasn't, I didn't know what was going on there, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to start a blog. So I started a blog, and I wrote away. And it was, as I was blogging away for a couple of weeks, I noticed between the journal and the blog, I had a lot of material here, but I didn't think anything of it until I ran across the story of Amanda Hawking. And she was somebody just like me. She was a 19-year-old TNA from Minnesota, and she had written 17 novels by the time she was 19 years old. But she really loved to write.
Wow.
She tried to get agents and editors and publishers to publish any of her books, and they wouldn't do it. So she self-published. She used social media. And in the first week that the books were out, she sold 456 copies, which for a self-published book is pretty impressive. And after a month, she had sold 10,000 copies, and she was able to quit her job as a CNA and just focus on this. And after an 8-month period, she had sold 1 million copies of her ebook. And I'm reading her story in USA Today, and I thought, man, if Amanda could sell 1 million, why couldn't I take this collection of thoughts in my blog and inside my journal, turn this into an ebook, and I'd be rich, right? If she did it, why couldn't I do it? So I was excited. I wasn't active on social media up to that point. So I hopped on social media and I started, quote unquote, promoting the book. And I told anybody who listened, people at work, people at the grocery store, just anybody who would listen, that I had this book coming out and it was going to be about work. And so the day the book came out, I rushed to work. I came home, I logged on to Amazon, and I see 100 sales from friends and family. And can you guess how many I saw, Tom?
How many were there?
I saw a big fat zero. Nobody had bought the book.
Ah.
Yeah, I was crushed.
Ah.
So the day went on, I just kept checking Amazon, and nobody was buying the book. And so I got on social media. I'm like, hey, guys, you said you're going to buy the book. It's out. And I started calling people. And by the time the day was over, I didn't sell any copies. When I got on social media, I was bitter. I started calling people out. I'm like, everybody out here is fake. They're all a bunch of liars. And in the end, I had no friends, no followers on Twitter, zero books sold. And it was a two period of really sitting down. And number one, I didn't touch a computer at all. I was so bitter. I'm like, I don't even want to look at a computer. But it was during that 2-week period where my dream really came alive. And it took a 19-year-old kid who had read one of my blog posts. And he said, I read one of your blog posts. I'm inspired. I'm going to quit my job tomorrow. And I said, hey, don't quit your job. And I for legal purposes, I did not tell you to quit your job, And so we exchanged emails. And even though I wasn't a coach or anything like that, and I never even thought of something like that, I said, you know what, let's figure this out together. We'll figure out what you want to do and come up with a game plan to get there. And that's what we did. And he ended up getting that job that he really wanted, and he is living a great life even today. And after it was all said and done, when he sent me that email saying, I got the job, and he was just overjoyed, I thought, this is really what my dream is right here manifest. if I don't sell any more books, if I still have to deliver bread, and but I can get out there and just help people figure it out and me figure it out along the way, that's what I want to do. And so from that point on, that's what I focus on, was just helping people not settle and not make excuses, but really realize how short life is and chase those dreams. And at that point, I really became a writer, where I started writing from my heart, started writing lessons from my life. People responded to the writing. They shared it. And then it was just about some strategy things to get visitors to my blog, to get people sharing the post, and then eventually sharing the book. And, you know, over a two-year period, before I knew it, people started buying books, and they told their friends about it. And over time, the sales just added up. And as you said, up to this point, the two self-published books sold a little bit over 80,000 copies. And at the point where I was at 40,000 copies was when I started getting contacted by publishers. And, you know, having a published book was something it never even crossed my mind, because I didn't want to go through that whole process. But they came to me, and I looked for the best offer, and I ended up signing with an amazing publisher called Sound Wisdom Books. And, you know, as you said, Tom, that book comes out everywhere tomorrow. And as we talked about before the show, it was cool to walk into a Barnes & Noble's last week and try to set up some book signings. They're like, wait, you know, we have the book, and it's already on the shelf. And I ran up the escalator, and it was there, and I was like, ah, you know, just screaming in joy. And so that's the story.
That is an incredible story, and it's kind of one that illustrates the number one, by far, success principle Napoleon Hill wrote about, is definiteness of purpose. And in my story, I tell how when I first designed my definite purpose, it wasn't the correct one. It wasn't really my God-given definite purpose. And so once you find that really true reason why you were created and what you are to use your skills, talents, and abilities on, that's when everything starts to just happen, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
You know, once you're clear on that, that really helps you identify things not to do, not to waste your time and money and effort and energy on, and what to focus it on. And you found that. And selling over 80,000 copies of a book is a huge accomplishment. A number of the authors and speakers last week were talking about you know, that it is difficult to sell books. It's not just the writing of the book, and I forget percentages they use, but a ginormous percentage of books published don't sell more than, I think, like 5,000 copies or 2,500 copies. So even an ebook, but an ebook that sells over 80,000 copies, that is an amazing accomplishment.
Absolutely. And it's amazing the day and age that we live in, where somebody can write a book and can self-publish it and can market it through social media. And all of this is for a relatively low cost. We live in a pretty exciting time.
It is an amazingly exciting time, as you said, at relatively low cost. And I know a pile of authors, and a number of them self-published through Amazon. They tell me it's like about $2 to $3 a copy for the book, the printed version cost. Who knows?
Yep.
Probably almost zero cost to an e-book that's online. And to be able to publish it from home, promote it online, and sell books without having to travel the whole world, get on a flight, go here, go here, go here, go here, like in the old days. Wow, what a world that we live in. It's very cool. And so I talk a lot about, in my talks, adversity and defeat. And I tell people that 100% of us are going to suffer some adversity and defeat. Maybe 5 to 10% of us will become 100% totally financially independent. Statistics are about 5%, but 100% of us get to suffer adversity and defeat. How do people keep going? What is your message for the keeping it going, persistent stickability, when you've had a lot of suffering, adversity, and defeat up to now?
The thing that I always tell people is even before you go down this journey to chase your dreams, make changes in your life, move forward, you should definitely have a support system set up ahead of time. And every now and then, we all just need somebody to lean on. And for me, it was two of my brother and two friends. And so when I suffered this massive defeat of the book flopping and just my dream shattered, it was those friends that I went to and leaned on, and they told me, hey, you know, it's not over. Your dream's not dead. Get back up. Figure this thing out. Give it your best effort. So I would say a good support system is definitely essential to get through adversity. And just realize that even before you go down that journey, that it's like you said, it happens to all of us. But the thing to understand is that life is short. It's very short. So you can either give into that adversity and just lay down, and you could go to the end of your life and live that life of regret, or you can choose to get back up every time you fall and keep pushing forward. And then when you get to the end of your life, you'll look back and it will just be incredible all the things that you accomplished.
Exactly. And I prefer to call this support group Mastermind Alliance. That's the number 2 of the 17 success principles taught by the Napoleon Hill Foundation, is that Mastermind Alliance. And that's important not only for the good times, because the Mastermind Alliance are people that have sharp brains, they're there to support you, they work in harmony with you, but the Mastermind group is also for the times when things don't work out. You call it support group, I think it's more empowering, more important, you know, like, call it a Mastermind group, because those are the people that will be like, come on, you can do it, one day it doesn't make a your whole life, and play didn't sell any today, get back out there, you're a great person, and pretty soon you're like, yeah, what do those people know? And so it's so important to have those people and choose them purposefully that have the proper attitudes, skills, talents, and abilities to keep you on track, whether you're doing amazing or whether you just fell off the track for a little bit. It's so important, isn't it? Especially in the downtimes, right?
Right, absolutely.
And so not everybody has that, those kind of people in their lives, or they've not specifically chosen those people. And, you know, if you're dealing with a lot of the world and their negative attitude, they're not going to make a great support group. So purposely seek out and spend time with and share your purpose and dreams with a select group of people who are sharp, smart, love you, encourage you in good times and bad. So that's a really, really good one. So then people say, okay, I'm sitting here and I'm listening, and what do I do tomorrow? Because tomorrow looks just like today, sitting here today. What would be some things that, where could they start towards changing their life?
It starts with first identifying where you want to go. You're not going to get anywhere if you don't know where you want to go. So it starts, the first step I talk about in the book is identifying your dreams. And for me, it took a while. I thought I was going to be an event planner. Then I thought I was going to be this, and I thought I was going to be that. When it really was figuring out myself, some things about myself, things I liked, I didn't like, some of the things that I was good at that I didn't even realize that I was good at, and some things that I had lost a long time ago that were just in my heart that came back up through this process. Once you figure out yourself and a little bit about yourself, then you're identifying your dream becomes a lot clearer. And so it starts with figuring out, okay, what is it? What is my dream? What does my dream life look like? What do I want to change in my life? And then once you figure out what those things are, write them down. take one action step, and that's whether you get an iPad, a computer, a plain old pencil and paper, which some people still use, whatever it is, take an action step and write that down. And then once you write it down, if you really want to have that success, go to that mastermind alliance, as Tom said, or that support system in your life and say, hey, let them know, you know what, I think this is something that I want to do in my life, and just plant that seed in your head.
Exactly, and those people are so meaningful to us to help us because, as I said, when I first designed my definite purpose to become Napoleon Hill certified instructor, I actually had it wrong. I was trying to be somebody else that both Judy Williamson at the Napoleon Hill World Learning Center and I know, and she pointed it out. She said, Tom, that's not your purpose. You're trying to be this person. And when I realized it, it's like, yeah. And so with her help, I was able to look back and see that, oh, goodness, you mean that suffering with my rheumatoid arthritis since age 5 for 45 years and sharing how to live positively through that is my purpose? At first, I was a little upset because I don't love talking about arthritis, but I love encouraging people. And so how I've lived through my challenge can help encourage other people. And so that is also, Kamenti, the number one thing that people ask me about when they, want to find out more about Napoleon Hill principles and success principles. The number one thing they ask me about that is hard to do is finding out what is their God-given purpose. Do you have one or two or three tips or ideas on that? Because that is at the top of most people's minds, even if they're not in personal development, because you know how people ask, what is the purpose of my life? How do you find out that is?
I would say definitely have some patience because it's not going to come overnight. It's going to have to be something you think about, play about, meditate about, and maybe have that conversation with your group and say, hey, is there anything about me that you see? Just start that dialogue, but start just throwing some ideas out there, and really see, pray about which one, or and think about which one it is that's going to fit you and fit what your goals are in life. And I always say that it starts with like a core message. Companies have mission statements. I believe each of us can have core messages. So it starts with that core message, and that core message identifies what it is you want to do. And when during that 2-week period, I figured out my core message was I help people stop settling and stop making excuses so that they can live the life of their dreams. So for you figuring out what it is, just answer that question. I want to help people blank so that they can blank, and you have to fill in those blanks.
Yeah, exactly. And once you discover that, what you love internally to do, what God gave you an urging to do and skills and the talent, it'll never seem like work again. It'll seem like you are retired every day because you'll be able to do it day and night and never get tired of it. You'll talk about it. And once you discover it, it's a really, really, really freeing moment in your life to be able to come to know what it is. And Napoleon Hill has a few things he suggested when you're putting it together. First, you have to understand and write and acknowledge in there somehow that you have to help other people get what they want. This is like almost an exact quote from Zig Ziglar. You help other people get what they want before you can get what you want. And this is the way the universe is set up. You help other people first, and then the universe is just like to reward you 10 times over. That's to include a specific amount of money, annual income, that you want to earn. You want to make sure you target that at a high level, and you want to make sure it's written in there. And then you want to write down some reasons why this is your definite purpose. But as you said, once you can identify a simple phrase, for instance, the first sentence in mine explains it all, just like your tagline. Mine says, my God-given a definite purpose for my life is to encourage as many people as I am able to. Encourage.
pretty simple. Yours is targeted and niche and specific and simple as well. And if you could live with one sentence in your mind as your purpose going around day to day today, the world will illuminate ways for you to fulfill it.
Absolutely.
So what is the biggest pitfall people have to watch out for? Because, okay, starting tomorrow, I'm directing my thoughts. I am going to do what it takes to find this purpose for why I was created to use these specific skills, talents, and abilities. But you know, as soon as people set their minds on that, that something out there, I'll call them Satan, will suddenly throw every obstacle, excuse, objection in the way. So what are some of the big pitfalls people have to watch out?
Definitely probably some of the biggest are doubts and fears, and specifically doubt. Doubt is it's very powerful. It's in us. Doubt tells us 20 reasons why it won't work out before we've even tried anything. Before, once we have that thought in our mind, doubt says, this is why it's not going to work. And most of the time, a lot of time, we believe that. And mm-hmm. there could even be people in our lives that might be negative, and they might not be just right to be in our lives at this point, and they kind of confirm those doubts and fears when we say, hey, I have this idea, and they're like, no, that idea is not a good idea, or that's not going to work because of this reason. So one of the steps I talk about in the book is getting rid of the negative, and that's negative habits. It could be negative people, because just anything negative in your life is going to feed into that doubt and that fear that you have, and that's really going to keep you from moving forward.
Exactly, and when you start thinking of the negative, then your thoughts are focused on that. Once your thoughts are focused on that, your brain will just locate everything around you in print and on air, anywhere, that will prove that, yeah, you can't do that. If you hear this guy, he failed at that, and that guy failed at that. But if you direct your thoughts upon your objective, your goal, your purpose, the brain and subconscious does the same thing. It's like, wow, look at that person. They did the same thing as you. And, wow, look at this event over here. I'm going to arrange for you to get speaking at that event. And so when you concentrate your thoughts off of the negative and onto that purpose of yours, boy, I can't explain it other than I know that this subconscious works, and it goes out past your body, way beyond your reach, and brings your purpose and goals to you once you focus your thoughts on them, right?
Well, it's amazing, Tom, because last year, once the book started selling and I got some exposure, I got an offer to come speak at a conference in West Virginia. And I thought, there's no way that I'm ever going to get up and speak in front of an audience. There's just no way it's going to happen. That's not my thing. I'm a writer. I'll stay behind the laptop and I'm comfortable there. And it was that support system, those group of friends, that Mastermind Alliance, and that said, you know what? No, you got to do this. This is another way for you to spread your message. So walking up to the stage for the first time, all those doubts and fears are in my mind. They're like, you're going to fail. You're going to do terrible. They're going to boot you off the stage. And I walked up the stage and I walked right back down. And then I could just hear my friends in my head, like, you know, get back up there. So I got back up there. And once I did, it felt right, natural. And, you know, this was last year in May. I spoke at a conference in West Virginia. In February of this year, I spoke at a conference in Jerusalem in Israel. You know, and so it's amazing what happens once you kick that doubt and that fear.
It is extremely powerful what your subconscious can do once you get totally clear like that. And then the ultimate is, last night I was with at an event for a woman, Savannah Rich Mom Ross, real estate investor. And she went to a seminar, they did a little workshop, and they said, list five negative people who caused you negativity, and maybe you got to move them out. And she had to ask friends and couldn't come up with five negative people in her life, because she'd worked it so that she didn't have them. once you get to that point and you have positive people in your life and you eliminated the negatives, you just set your subconscious on what you want, and the people around you will help you make it happen. And that's often difficult, because a lot of these negative, whining friends are old friends. It could be family friends. They could be family. So it's so necessary, though, that we do that, right?
Right, absolutely. It's just, it's going to hold us back.
Exactly. And so then also, so many people have, as you mentioned earlier about something, the top 20 excuses why they can't pursue their definite purpose. No money is generally one, and no time is generally the second. Those are both BS excuses. We all have the same amount of time, and money is a matter of priority. If it was a priority, you'd have it. And so, what if people have all these excuses? I don't have any money, I'm broke, how am I going to pursue my purpose when I'm just a loser with no money and no time and blah, blah, blah.
Well, first, when I started on this journey, I wasn't even living paycheck to paycheck. If there's something below that, that's what I was living. I would write checks, and it would be, you know, magic if they didn't bounce. So I don't want to hear the excuses, but
it's
going to require some very, very tough decisions. Meaning, do you really need cable TV if you're broke? Do you really need to eat out or go see that movie if you live in paycheck to paycheck? Do you really need that, you know, whatever it is in your life that, you know, that you're paying for, do you really need that? You're going to have to cut back. And I hate to say it, and people hate to even think about it, but you're going to have to cut back. And then more than that, this is the one that really gets people. You're going to have to earn more income. So that might mean overtime. It might even mean a second job. Whatever it's going to take to bring extra income in, you're going to have to do that. Cutting back, earning extra income, those are two powerful tools. You'll start to see more money, I guarantee it. And then something just very practical that I work with a lot of people on is as you're going through this, set up an emergency fund. I mean, if you don't have an emergency fund, that's like priority number one, because you never know what life's going to throw at you, and you don't want to turn your dream into a nightmare. So stuff that emergency fund, something to fall back on. And you might not be able to put $10,000 into it the first month, but you can put $100 or you can put even $50. But as you keep adding that money to that emergency fund, it's going to add up over time. So you got your emergency fund, you're cutting back on your expenses, you're working more, you're earning extra income. You're going to then start to see the money that you need to really make all this happen.
Exactly, and then once you have that powerful purpose, that big why in your life that helps you go through every adversity, every obstacle, once you have that and you can tie it to putting that money aside, putting money aside without that purpose, many people don't have that strength to do that. But when you have a ginormous purpose that excites you, you won't have a problem putting it aside to ensure that that is the life that you're going to have. And so it all starts with that purpose, and then everything in every area of your life can reflect back on that and help you achieve it to its max. It's not going to be the same for everyone, but whatever it is, you need to have that why so that, you know, when you are putting that money aside, you can tie it to emotions and feelings of this is why doing.
The thing that I found, Tom, is it's crazy how it's all connected. One of the second step in my book is getting fit, and I talk about getting fit physically, mentally, emotionally. So you start physical exercise, you start to get that body in shape, you start to get that discipline, and you're starting a diet, stuff like that. So you're working out, you're dieting. That means you're spending less money on, on a fast food and other things like that. That's putting a little bit more money in your pocket. It's just and it all just ties in hand in hand. Once you work on one area, you'd be amazed at how many other areas are just going to fall in line.
Exactly, and they all affect each other so much. The physical area affects the financial, the spiritual, affects the everything, social. They all tie in together. And if you don't do all of those different things, then the complete and total person you're meant to be, the best you're meant to be, is not really possible. And if you can do everything, including the physical part of it. Napoleon Hill talks about managing time and money. He talks about health as well, maintenance of sound health. They're all part of it, and they're all together. If you just focus on one area of your life, you'll probably get it, but you probably will be miserable and not very happy. If you focus on all the areas, you'll probably do as well in that one area and be able to enjoy it a lot more.
Absolutely.
So what is the best website in the world to find out more about you? Where can people go and buy the book? And what are you doing in the next little while that people could participate, help, join, listen, or benefit from your knowledge in your book?
You can find me at KimanziConstable.com. That's KimanziConstable. Or you can Google it. You'll probably get close. Or you can go to Tom's page on Blog Talk Radio. He has it listed there. So definitely the first thing I tell people is, I'm not here to push you to buy a book. I'm here to push you to change your life. So if you listen to this and you get inspired, and it's great to be inspired, but you got to take action. And the sooner you take action, the better success you're going to have. So go to the website, click on any of the social media links that are on top, go to the first blog post you see, my email address there is on the right side, email me, whatever it is, email, connect with me, let me know what your dream is, where you are in your life. Just let me know something about you, and I would be honored to hear that and honored to help you in any way I can. And then, as Tom said, the book releases tomorrow. Everywhere, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere books are sold, you'll be able to find the book. It's already in the Barnes & Noble here, where I live, yay. So the book's called Are You Living or Existing? 9 Steps to Change Your Life. And it's a simple 9-step plan that I use to go from delivering bread and being miserable to really figuring out what my dream is, and really more than that, starting a movement of people that aren't going to settle and aren't going to make excuses, but are going to chase their dreams. And in the back of the book, it says, will you join us? Will you join this movement? So I'm definitely serious on seeing people just not settle anymore. Life is far too short. So get out there, chase those dreams, make them a reality.
Exactly. So now let me just do this little thing also. It's kind of like a memory thing for people so they remember. Tell me where you got your name. I've never heard of someone called Kimanzi. Is it native to another country? Does it mean something in another language? Is it a relative of yours? Spell it out, because everybody knows Constable. That's the guys behind you in the car with the red lights flashing, the Constable. But tell me about Kimanzi, because that is a new name for me, and I've heard a lot of names.
Kimanzi is a Kenyan name. My mom is from Kenya, and my dad from Chicago. So
Kenya and Chicago, those are far away from each other.
Yeah, my parents met in college, so the rest is history. I actually got to go speak at a conference in Kenya in November of last year, so that was really cool to stay with family that I've never met, and that was a cool experience.
Wow, that would be fun. So, yes, everybody remember now, because you never heard that name before, Kimanzi, K-I-M-A-N.
ZI. I don't know if Z is Canadian or American, but the
I think that's Canadian, buddy.
No, AMI, whatever. Z for Americans, Z for us smart Canadians up here. But Comanche Constable, get the book, find out about him, read his blog, contact him. What I found in this world so far is that these amazing speakers and authors, they're ginormously accessible to people. They're just open to help others, not always with a financial motive behind it. So find out what Comanche's doing, buy his book, contact him somehow, Google his name. You'll get fairly close, as he said, and read whatever comes up there and contact him. Thanks so much for your time today. I really, really appreciate it, and good luck with that book launch tomorrow.
Thanks for having me, and just so everybody knows, if you do purchase the book between tomorrow and May 19th, you're going to get over $100 in free goodies that will definitely help you chase your dreams. So take advantage of those.
So that people are actually going to make money on buying the book because they'll get so much value back, more than what they paid.
I'm giving away everything I've ever done. So
nice. All right. Thanks so much for your time and have an amazing day.
Thanks, Tom.